From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In the capital of Bahrain, security forces opened fire on mourners who were leaving the funerals of people killed in protests earlier this week. New York Times foreign correspondent Michael Slackman was among the crowd headed to Pearl Square in Manama and has more on the wounded.
The hospital had already been overwhelmed in previous days because of injuries and other clashes. But it was just kind of a seat-of-the-pants operation trying to deal with patients, many of whom were being dragged into the hospital in cars or by friends. And there were a lot of people out there. It wasn't huge. It was 1,000 people. And the army, the Bahraini Defense Force, just opened fire on them. I was standing there. I was right in front of the crowd when the army opened fire. There was no warning. There was no indication they were gonna shoot. Nobody said stop. They just opened fire.
Michael Slackman of the New York Times reporting from Bahrain. Tens of thousands of people showed up in Liberation Square today in Cairo to mark the fall of Egypt's president 1 week ago. Reporter Merritt Kennedy tells us those who died were on the minds of those Egyptians today.
I feel a fire in my heart and I want justice, says Hana, the mother of 14-year-old Ibrahim Abdelhamid. He was killed while demonstrating on January 28th in Cairo. She is only one of many in Tahrir Square today who carried images of loved ones who have died, declaring them martyrs of the revolution. Dubbed a day of celebration and continuation, demonstrators also came to express their respect for the fallen. The faces of the dead were everywhere. They adorned posters, t-shirts, necklaces, calendars, and hats. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
In Oregon today, President Obama argued for new investments in education, research, and development. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on the president's visit to Intel Corporation.
President Obama says the U.S. needs to cut its budget, but not in ways that compromise America's future.
If we want the next technological breakthrough that leads to the next Intel to happen here in the United States, not in China or not in Germany, but here in the United States, then we have to invest in America's research and technology, in the work of our scientists and our engineers.
He said that requires improving science and technology education for American kids and giving small business owners incentives to innovate. Republicans say talk of investment and incentives is just a euphemism for government spending that the U.S. can't afford. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
The president has returned to Washington, where Congress is working late into the evening on a major government spending bill. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 73 points. This is NPR News. Protests continue at Wisconsin's Capitol in Madison over a bill that critics call a union-busting measure. Democrats in the state Senate fled the state yesterday, forcing Republicans to delay action on the controversial bill. One of the missing state lawmakers from Milwaukee spoke to WUWM's Annalise Hensel today.
With the Democrats gone, there aren't enough senators in the body to vote on Republican Governor Scott Walker's so-called budget repair bill. One of the missing lawmakers, Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, says they might not return anytime soon. He and his colleagues remain out of the state in undisclosed locations.
Well, I can tell you that we've been moving around quite a bit. And physically, but again, in spirit, we are still standing in solidarity with the people of Wisconsin who are standing up outside the Capitol and inside the Capitol.
Larson says Democrats will come back as soon as Senate Republicans back away from a provision to eliminate most collective bargaining rights for some public employees. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.
Another member of the U.S. Senate has decided not to seek re-election in 2012. 67-year-old Democrat Jeff Bingaman is the third Democrat and sixth member of the Senate to decide to step aside when his term ends. Others choosing retirement over what promises to be a costly and intense election year. Democrats Kent Conrad and Jim Webb, Republicans Kay Bailey Hutchison and John Kyle, and Independent Joe Lieberman. Democrats face the prospect of having to defend 21 of the 24 seats that are on the 2012 ballot. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support